Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 179 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I'm kind of excited this week because I think I figured it out. Yes, I think I have figured it out. The goal of the Trump administration, the goal of the Republican Party, is simply to get back to the 50s. You remember, 1950, 51, 52, when everything was simple, right? Now, here's what tipped me off. They want to start the Korean War again. Now, they were all ready to start the Korean War. They had it all set, except they somehow lost their aircraft carrier. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous. It sounds hard to do. But if you don't have the Where's My Carrier app, this is the sort of thing that happens. You just lose one. The aircraft carrier, the Carl Vinson and four of its support ships, we were told they were heading to the Sea of Japan just to let North Korea know, you test a missile, we'll blast you. The problem is when we were told they were headed for the Sea of Japan, the ship was actually passing near Indonesia on its way down to Australia for some military exercises with the Australians. See, but that could happen, right? You have an aircraft carrier and you just lose track of it. Could happen to anybody. Probably was Obama's fault. We know it was Obama's fault. And besides, it's an aircraft carrier. As we all know, those things can stop and turn on a dime. So it could easily have been, you know, headed one way and then they forgot something, right? Maybe the captain forgot his phone down in Indonesia, had to go pick it up. I don't know. But they've seemed to have turned the ship around. How appropriate a metaphor is that? They've turned the ship around. I think we as Americans wish we could turn the ship around. But anyway, the ship is now on its way to Sea of Japan to threaten Korea, we think. But you never can be sure unless you have the app. You got to get that Where's My Carrier app. Mr. Spicer, the hell is wrong with you? Okay. Here's the thing about the 50s. This is where they want to go. 51, 52, it was perfect, okay? Think about it. Think how much they loved the 50s. In the 50s, the white man ruled. There was no questioning of the white man. Black people knew their place, you know? Ask Ben Carson. Ben loved it. Oh, how much shucking and jiving would Ben have done back in the day? He'd have been happy. He shucked, jived, you name it. Ben would have been dancing right up the... Oh. Women knew their place. Women belonged in the kitchen. That's right. And if you weren't in the kitchen, if you dared leave the house to work, you worked in the secretarial pool where grabbing you by the pussy was accepted behavior. There was no question when a man grabbed a woman by the pussy in the secretarial pool. You just kept your mouth shut because if you opened your mouth, complained, well, obviously you were asking for it. And now that pussy might not be good enough to get a man to marry you and send you home to the kitchen where you belong. You see how this is all falling into place? It makes Latinos... Excuse me, there were none. There were no Latinos in the 50s. Ricky Ricardo came along, but that had to be toward the end. I don't even know if that was in the 50s. I don't think Ricky made it here till the 60s. I don't think there were any Latinos. Well, you know, the occasional Latin lover in a movie, but I'm sure he was played by a white man. So you just didn't have it. Now, Some things a little bit different. The Russians, see, back in the 50s, the Russians, or Ruskies, as they were affectionately known, were the commies, and they were the bad guys, and you had to watch out for commies, and commies were influencing you and your children, and it's always been about the children. So the current administration has to figure out some way to transfer that commie-Ruskie thing into the Muslim thing, but I'm sure that if Trump went to Putin, went to see his boss, Putin would tell him how to spin that and how to change it. So they haven't worked all the bugs out, but they'll figure that one out. No, you change the Ruskies to the Muslims, and here we are headed back to 1950. Law enforcement? Are you kidding? Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, Reefer Madness? Come on, look up those old 50s. Films. Look up film strips. Hey, kids, that's how we used to learn things in school. Film strips. Ask your grandparents. They'll tell you. Reefer madness, right? Reefers would make you crazy in the 50s. They'd get you all sexed up and crazy. That's what happened to the Negroes. The Negroes would get all sexed up on the reefers, and then they'd start chasing white women, which is why you had to beat them and shoot them. Right, Mr. Sessions? Just like the good old days. I hope they don't hear this podcast, because I know he'll get a little weepy-eyed thinking about how it used to be. Yeah, watch out for the reefers. Right out of the 50s. I'm telling you, everything that they're doing, everything that you're looking at, back in the 50s, there was a middle class and they were able to buy homes. But that just means there were mistakes. That just means that the 50s weren't perfect. So we're going to go back and sort of correct it to where, you know, the rich were like, see, in the 50s, the middle class was growing. They came back from World War II and they had jobs and America was manufacturing things. And these union workers, they you know, for big factories like General Motors and General Electric and Zenith. Huh? Zenith? Anyone remember Zenith? Yeah. Anyway, you worked for those companies and you bought a house and you had enough money to keep your wife at home where she belonged, and your kids were quiet because they were beaten regularly, like Jesus intended, and so on. And that was America. And then that's how it worked. And baseball, well, they had just a couple of black people, but it was mainly white. And basketball was white the way God intended it to be, and so on. And you had segregation, and there were no black people at the counter at the Woolworths, where, by the way, I'm sure you could buy a gun, because that's what you were supposed to do, buy a gun anywhere, everywhere. Yeah, it was different back then. They didn't have Walmarts. They had mom and pop stores, and they had small businesses, and that all existed right up until Barack Obama became president. He shut them all down, shut down all the small businesses, and took away the inheritance of all the white people. And he was about to go after their guns, and then his 8 years was up, and some bitch didn't have time. But he was a commie and a socialist, and that's why he brought health care. Yeah, I know, they're getting so nostalgic for what's known as the good old days, the 1950s. That's what they're shooting for. Huh? I'll give you another example. The Republicans, and you probably noticed, the Republican Congress is doing away with any privacy rules on the internet. See, so anything you search on the internet. Now, mind you, I don't know where this privacy existed, because anytime I even think about searching for something on the internet, whether it be new shoes or a trip or a, you know, buying a computer for that matter, or a motorcycle or a car, or anything. If I think about it, it starts popping up in my feed. I don't have to do a search. I just think, I wonder how much a Camaro costs. Boom, 15 Camaros show up in my feed for sale. So I don't know what this privacy is that they speak of, but apparently there was privacy somewhere on the internet. And it bothered the Republicans. Now, let me explain, okay? Give you an example. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin, was hosting a town hall meeting. They liked town hall. Back in the 50s, every town had a town hall. They don't like it so much now because folks be talking back, speaking out of turn, and they let the blacks in. What the hell? That's why they got to bring guns to the town hall meeting, because they letting the blacks in now. But I'm sorry, coloreds. See how they reminisce back then? Anyway, they were having the town hall meeting, and a person in the audience was disputing the Republican argument that ISPs shouldn't face stricter requirements than websites such as Facebook. In other words, ISP, internet service providers, should have more privacy requirements than Facebook. And the person said, Facebook isn't comparable to an ISP. I do not have to go on Facebook. See, that would be the logical argument. You have to have an internet service provider. That's your gateway to the internet, right? Whether you go through, Google or Safari or whatever, you know, or if you have whatever it might be, Yahoo or Spectrum or, you know, whatever. You have to go through. Somebody has to provide your internet service. You have to have that. So the person's saying, I don't have to go on Facebook, but if I'm going to go on the internet, someone has to provide my internet service, hence ISP. And this is where Representative Sensenbrenner straightened him out. He replied, "No one's got to use the internet. See? You don't have to use the internet." That's what he said. "But you, yeah, I know everyone in the world uses the internet, but you don't have to use the internet. Why? Here's my 1950s theory. You look at Representative Sensenbrenner, and if you looked at this guy, believe me, you see white man from 1953. Oh, yeah. And back then, they didn't have the internet. They had telephones. You know what else they had? They had the party line. That's right. When you talked on the telephone, you shared that line with your neighbors. So you'd go on, and you might be listening in on one of your neighbor's calls. There was no privacy, and you didn't need privacy, right? Unless you were a commie. You're a commie, son of a bitch. You got something to hide. Got something to... See? The 50s. This is what they dream of. In the 50s, you had no privacy. There was no... You had a party line telephone. Anybody could... Forget about the government. The neighbors could listen in, and they go down to the church and tell them that son of a bitch is commie and his kids smoke the reefers. You see what I'm saying? This is what they want to go back to. Can you imagine that? You don't have to go on the internet. No, you don't have to be all modern and fancy. Go look it up in a book, son of a bitch. They want the 50s back. You think I'm kidding? Is it just me? Okay. This one even blew my mind. In Atchison, Kansas, a Catholic college, Benedictine College, which that pretty much covers, that's going to be pretty Catholic right there, Benedictine College, they're going to rename the yoga classes. They don't want the yoga because the yoga, you might learn some of that Hindu spirituality stuff, you know, that all that peace and tranquility and being at one with nature and all that stuff for Hindus. And let's be honest, queers. Hindus and queers. The only place you're going to hear any of that. They don't want any of that. They want you to exercise and be flexible, but they want you to do it with good Christian values. So what they're going to do, I wish I was making this up. I am not making this up. They are going to change the name of the yoga classes at this college because they don't want you involved in any of that Eastern spirituality. Okay, this is what the Reverend John Riley said, the Archdiocese of Kansas City. He said, "It is a mind and body practice developed under Hinduism, the goal of which is spiritual purification that will lead to a higher level of understanding and eventual union with the divine." Now, who the hell wants that? Are you kidding me? A higher level of understanding and eventual union with the divine? No, that's what they want. And it is for these reasons, again, I'm quoting him, it is for these reasons that Catholics are alerted to the dangers of the practice of yoga and are encouraged to look for other exercise alternatives that do not incorporate a spiritual dimension. That's right, because if you're doing this yoga thing, you might end up with a higher level of understanding and union with the divine. And the Catholics don't want you having that. Listen, I'm not disparaging all Catholics. I'm just saying this is how backwards these people are. That's what they're afraid of. And another thing, some bitch, you put on some of them yoga pants, you just asking for somebody to grab you by the pussy. That's all I'm saying. Minute you wear them yoga pants and go for any kind of higher connection, understanding, connection with the divine. A reverend talked about connection with the divine being wrong. That's 1950, son of a bitch. I hope you enjoyed this little podcast, because Lord knows, in 1950, I wouldn't be podcasting, would I, Ben Carson? I'd be shucking and jiving. I'd be out there picking something where I'm supposed to be, wouldn't I, Mr. Ben Carson? You know what? Thank you for listening. I honestly have to say, this one was fun. No, I'm not getting into any more, you know, Trump playing golf again over the weekend, and I hope you had a happy Passover or a happy Easter, whichever one you celebrate. And if you're one of them Hindus, I hope you found some sort of higher connection, which you ain't supposed to have, through that yoga. Wow. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. I am headed overseas. I'm going to Karachi and where the hell am I going? I'm going to Pakistan. I'm going to Karachi, Pakistan next week. I probably won't be able to do a podcast, but I'm doing some shows over there. It's going to be fantastic. And when I come back the first week of May, May 3rd through 5th, I'm going to be at Comics at Mohegan Sun, which is a great club in a great casino. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. 1951 was a very good year for angry old white men.